Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. As we continue to celebrate and highlight the contributions of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders to the Los Angeles landscape, I knew I wanted to honor my friend, the poet Amy Uematsu. Amy and I belong to the baby boomer generation and, as such, shared the experience of growing up in Japanese-American spaces, albeit miles apart. Her in the San Gabriel Valley and me in the View Park Baldwin Hills area of Los Angeles. Those experiences contributed, in no small part, to the way she and I view the world today, and can provide a template, I believe, for the many ways in which communities can enjoy the differences and similarities of their humanity. Today's poem is "The Sign Says Closed for Business" by Amy Uematsu. Word got around to order tofu and sugar from the Morita Grocery Company, Grandpa Jiro's store on wheels. On Saturdays, he serviced the entire San Gabriel Valley, from Rosemead to San Marino, bringing rice and milk to the Issei farmers who had no time to drive into Little Tokyo. When Jiro delivered food in his panel truck, he'd bring my young mother, then five or six, to keep him company. At each stop, they'd meet a busy wife, just enough time to gossip a little, scribble the next week's order. Mother remembers how popular Grandpa was. Everyone on his route liked him. And when they got home, a suspicious grandma checked his shirts for lipstick. After Pearl Harbor, the Moritas were sent on a train to the Jilla Relocation Camp, built on the Jilla River Indian Reservation land. Though Grandpa Jiro loved to tell stories, he didn't talk about camp. And when Grandpa came back in 46, the "closed for business" sign was gone. So was his store and all those Issei farms waiting for his visit. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. In the future, episodes will be available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.